Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of September, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. And I promise we'll be Apple-free today because tomorrow, a lot of Apple. Starting off with the news today is Xiaomi. Yeah, I know, a little bit of Apple-ish there. Now, those of you not familiar, Xiaomi, or around set anyways, they unveiled some new products in Beijing yesterday. Very much a company that always wants to kind of be in the same realm as Apple. Except, of course, when it comes to prices. First thing unveiled yesterday was the My Notebook Pro. Yeah, it's very much like a MacBook Pro. 15.6-inch display with narrow bezels. Sound familiar? As you can kind of see, this is all going to be sounding familiar to you. Harman Infinity speakers with Dolby Atmos sound, and 7 ports, including a USB-C data, USB-C dual USB 3.0, plus there's a 3-in-1 SD card slot, and a 3.5mm headphone jack. Alright, maybe the headphone jack, maybe that's something we wouldn't see on an Apple product, at least going forward. The specs on the machine, though, I have to say, are quite nice. Core i7 quad-core processor, up to 16GB of RAM, NVIDIA GeForce MX150 graphics card, and SSD storage that's 256GB strong. All for the lovely price of $1,075. Wow! That's about half the price of a MacBook Pro. They also unveiled the Mi Mix 2 smartphone. With almost a 6-inch screen display that's edge-to-edge, and what they're saying, 12% slimmer than the original Mi Mix. It's got a 64-bit Snapdragon 835 processor on board. Yes, you heard me correctly. 6GB of RAM, and will even have up to 256GB of storage. Of course, just like with any Xiaomi product, their Mi Mix 2 will ship with their own operating system that, of course, is based off Android. Products will be rolling out, of course, in China first. We'll see how long it takes to reach the rest of the world. Taking news back to the UK and talking about EE and upgrading its 4G network. This pretty much has to do with Ofcom's upcoming spectrum auction, which in turn will help a lot of UK carriers improve their 4G services. EE said yesterday it's going to upgrade its 4G network by, yes, taking the old 2G frequencies, polishing them off a little bit, and then making a new 4G spectrum. I don't know if this is like math where you say, okay, we got a 2G there and a 2G there, let's combine them, and woohoo! After combining all of these 2G powers, customers should expect better speeds and better coverage as well. With EE stating that customers should improve maximum upload speeds from 50 megabits to 100 megabits. Yeah, we'll see. Your next Amazon Fire TV, well, it might just have an Echo built right in on it. According to AFTV News, there's been some leaked info saying that two upcoming Fire TV devices will be actually a cross between a Fire TV and an Echo Dot. It will be a cube-shaped device and will have audio controls, an activity light, oh yes, that we all know and love now, far-field microphones, and of course that speaker you'll need so you can talk to Alexa. So you can kind of see where this is possibly going. You won't have a remote with this TV, you're just going to talk to it. They're also saying it will handle 4K HDR video at a smooth 60 frames per second. Now that is actually for the Fire TV model. What about that Fire Stick model? That one they're not so sure about. They're saying it could have Alexa capabilities, but not the same as the Fire TV will. But it still will handle the 4K HDR video at 60 frames per second. As for a release date, yeah, we don't know that yet. That's why they're called rumors. And finally, only in California, man. Whoa. Drones, yes, it is the future for delivery. Delivering pizzas, delivering Big Macs, delivering your groceries, heck, delivering your weed. Well, not so in California. Yes, it seems Californians were kind of thinking that since they have those legalized batches of pot, then maybe they could just fly it in by drone, you know, special delivery and all that. Well, the California Bureau of Cannabis Control, yes, there is such a thing, said they declared that weed deliveries cannot be made by autonomous vehicles. This would include drones and those self-driving cars. So unfortunately for all you Californians out there, you might be able to get your munchies delivered, dude, but your weed is a no-go, bro. Whoa. if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for the podcast, the blog, review section over there too, and all the links over there to our social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and our BTN community hanging out in our Slack room. Come hang with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Wednesday installment. We'll be getting caught up on the Apple news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.